Hola y bienvenidos a mi primer podcast. Today, it is my pleasure to be discussing the counting book titled Just a Minute by Yuyi Morales. This trickster tale and counting book provides a cross-cultural introduction to counting from 1 to 10 in both English and Spanish. The story begins when a skeleton by the name of Señor Calavera arrives unexpectedly at Grandma Beetle's front door, signaling to her that it is time to leave with him. However, Grandma Beetle has a busy day of preparation planned and is not quite ready to go with Señor Calavera. "Just a minute, Señor Calavera," Grandma Beetle said. "I will go with you right away. I have just one house to sweep." Señor Calavera remembered he had extra time today, so he decided to wait. "Uno, one swept house," counted Señor Calavera, and he rose from his seat. The story continues with a similar response from Grandma Beetle, telling Señor Calavera, "Just a minute, Señor Calavera. I will go with you right away. I have just 2 pots of tea to boil, just 3 pounds of corn to make into tortillas, just 4 fruits to slice," and so on, while Señor Calavera becomes increasingly impatient as the day goes on. Then, Grandma Beetle's 9 beautiful grandchildren arrive at the door for the celebration she has been preparing for all day, her birthday party. Grandma Beetle cleverly includes Señor Calavera by inviting him as her 10th guest. After the party, when Grandma Beetle is finally ready to go with Señor Calavera, he has gone without her, leaving only a thank you note and Grandma Beetle more time to spend with her precious grandchildren. This clever tale is brought to life with bright, vivid illustrations that expose the audience to some traditional aspects of Latin American culture. This provides a great opportunity for children to discuss some of the differences they notice between how Grandma Beetle prepares for a party versus how their own families might prepare for a party. For every 2 pages, there is one continuous, richly colorful illustration that is accompanied by text that includes both English and Spanish words for numerals 1 through 10 written in large, bold font that stands out from the other words. With the assistance of the teacher, the children can say the numbers in both English and Spanish after each page is read in order to reinforce the connection between the two languages. Additionally, the illustrations show correct representation of the objects being counted, which provides children the opportunity to count these objects out loud as the teacher points to each of the 2 pots of tea or 4 fruits. Upon completion of the book, the teacher can ask the children to help write each numeral, the English word and the Spanish word, on the board and then review counting from 1 to 10 in the 2 different languages together. Similarly, the book We All Went on Safari, A Counting Journey Through Tanzania, by Lori Krebs, focuses on counting from 1 to 10 and incorporates counting in a different language into its content. This book is set in Africa and introduces children to the tribal culture by providing interesting factual information, including how to count from 1 to 10 in Swahili. I truly have enjoyed both books and believe exposing children to other cultures while teaching fundamental mathematical concepts is a brilliant idea. Muy bien. This is Laura Bradley saying adios and hoping you all will stay tuned for more exciting podcasts reviewing children's literature that I find to be useful in introducing and expanding upon various mathematical concepts for elementary-aged children. Muchas gracias.